We're having a special class on how David HaMelech conquered Jerusalem. So in the end of the book of Judges, it records how the city of Jerusalem was still in the hands of the Yebusi. And in the book of Shmuel, it says how David loathed the saying of the Yebusi. Iver v'piseach lo yavo hena. Blind and maimed won't be able to come here. And David said that whoever touches the tzinor, which literally means a pipe, will be appointed as leader. And it says that his nephew, Yoav, the son of his sister Tzeruiah, was able to do it. So our sages say a few interpretations as to what was going on there. One interpretation is that they had a written pact of what Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, what they said, the pact that they made, and that's what they were showing with the blind being Yitzchak, the maimed, I think, reflecting Yaakov Avinu, that the pact lasted, it says, for three generations, and they still had a representative of the third generation. So they said, you may not come into Jerusalem. And David HaMelech said, if anyone can find a way around that pact, so we can conquer it. And Yoav found a halachic basis, being that they attacked us first. They did not keep their end of the treaty. We can overtake them. And with that, they took them down. The commentaries say that they had a system of gears. They had a tzinor. They had a pipe that brought water around the city. And the water would keep the gears turning, and attached to those gears they had robots which would swing weapons. And their point was, either these idols that are blind and crippled, they can't go anywhere, but they can protect the city, or our city is so well fortified that even someone blind and maimed could protect it against the whole army, because they had these robots that ran by gears swinging weapons around the city, and you couldn't approach the city without getting hurt. I don't know. So there were those who believed that those robots were actually driven by godly powers, and for sure they couldn't attack the city. And David hated that, because he hated the idea of the Chilul Hashem, that here they were supposed to conquer the city, and they were getting away with it. So he said, whoever can find a way to overtake them is going to be general in my army. And so it says that his nephew, Yoav, told him, watch. And he pulled down a young tree, and he told David, hold on to that. David held it down, and then he had the tree. He told David, okay, let's let go. And David let go, and the tree threw him over the wall of the city. And he single-handedly got into the city and was able to stop the flow of water that kept the gears running. And with that, the Jews could enter the city and overtake the city. The Medrash makes it more fantastic. The Medrash says that David was standing there and he said, Ribon Shel Olam, I want to be a part of this too. How come he got through and I didn't? And so the Medrash says that Hashem made the wall come down, so to speak. He made it feasible for David. The Medrash says literally the wall came down for David and he was able to hop over it. In other places, the Medrash says that he was able to take down a tree, bend down a tree, and also use the tree to climb up. It suddenly was surmountable to David. Whichever way, if you take the Medrash literally or not literally, so that's the beginning of the story of the conquer of Jerusalem. Then we find that at the end of David's lifetime, David sinned, and he counted the Jewish people, and Hashem told him that he has a choice, one of three punishments. Either the enemy will overtake Israel, or there'll be a famine, or there'll be a plague. And David thought about it, and David said, if I have a war where I'm losing, so my family will get more protection than anyone else, because I'm the king. If there's a famine, so again, my family will be least affected than everyone else, because I'm the king, I have ample supply. So he said, let's do something where Hashem decides who lives and who dies, and there's no difference between the wealthy and the poor. There should be a plague, and whoever has to go will go. And that's what he says, what we say every day, V'yomar David el Natan, Tzali Me'od, Niplana V'yad Hashem. Let us fall in the hands of Hashem, Ki Rabim Machamav. And so that the following morning, there was a plague which lasted a number of seconds, and tens of thousands of people died. And then the angel of death came to David's house, where David was standing with Natan the prophet, and Natan's children started dropping like flies around David. And our sages, the Navi in Divrei Hayamim, describes it that David saw the angel with his sword stretched out over Jerusalem. Our sages say the angel of death took his sword and wiped it off on David's cloak, which another Medrash interprets to mean that the people all around David were dropping dead. And David got such fear in that second where he saw the plague entered his palace. It was like a wave of death going through Israel in a few seconds as David was watching. And then he saw the people standing around him, the prophet's own children dropping like flies. And then Hashem told him, the place to stop the plague is on the Temple Mount. And he ran up there. And everyone knew there was a plague out. And Aravna Yavusi, there was a man who was known as the king of the hilltop. In one place he's called Arona, and in another place he's called Aravna. And David tells him, I need to offer a sacrifice right here. And he says, sure, stop the plague, anything. Because everyone thought they were going to die. No one understood how you stop this. And David said, no, I'm not taking it free. And he had raised funds from each tribe so that everyone would be partners in buying the Temple Mount. It shouldn't belong to one tribe. There should be no exclusivity. And he paid for the mount top dollar. He said, things that are used in the service of Hashem have to be purchased. We don't want freebies. We don't want gifts. He paid top dollar. And then he offered a sacrifice, and the plague stopped there on the Temple Mount. And that was the beginning of the inauguration of the Temple Mount. Even though earlier in David's life, David had actually figured out where the Temple Mount should be. He had sat down with Shmuel the prophet. They went over the tradition, the verses, the geography, and they figured out where the Temple Mount was supposed to be. But this was the actual inauguration and the actual purchase, and this was to be the beginning of the future of the Temple Mount. We find that David had a connection with Jerusalem long before any of these stories. When he conquered Goliath, it says he took Goliath's head and he took it to Jerusalem. Why was he going to Jerusalem? And we find in Jewish history that it wasn't only the great city of Jerusalem that was called Jerusalem. Any city of God was called Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. So that was a name of the city of Hashem, city of peace, city of combination that combines Yirah and Shalem. So it's Yerushalayim. But that all began with David.